Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you. You're listening to Smoke News Radio, episode number 29, part of the SmokeRings.News Network. First tonight, I am your host, Jason Brodsky, and I will bring you articles that I found throughout the internet. We're going to be talking about two different countries, from Croatia all the way to Haiti. Here we go. In the first article, TotalCroatianNews.com, popular source tonight, citizens won't be able to grow Indian hemp for medicinal purposes. From March 2019, citizens Health Minister Milan Kujundzic said on Friday that only companies and pharmacies that make drugs would be allowed to grow and produce Indian hemp for medicinal purposes, and that private citizens would not be allowed to do it. Only drug producers will be able to grow cannabis. It won't be possible for just any person to do that, Kujundzic said, dismissing the possibility that private citizens could be allowed to grow cannabis for personal use. The growing of cannabis for medicinal purposes has been made possible by amendments to the Act on the Prevention of Drug Abuse, which was adopted by the government at a session held recently. Under the amendments, pharmaceutical companies and pharmacies that are authorized to make drugs are the only ones to be allowed to grow and produce medicinal cannabis. This will help lower the prices of drugs made of cannabis and define the conditions as well as the risks related to the growing of cannabis, said the minister. Even though some European countries allow their citizens to grow cannabis for medicinal purposes and personal use, the Croatian government is not considering such a move, said Kujundzic. Next, in Croatia, from RT.com, former Playboy model running for president of Croatia vows to legalize marijuana and prostitution. Recently, in October 2019, Ava Karabatic, a former Playboy model, reality TV star, and artist, has thrown her hat in the ring for the 2020 Croatian presidential elections on a broad platform targeting the country's youth vote. The 31-year-old former model made the announcement via her Instagram account and personal blog. The central tenets of her platform include increasing exports and reducing imports while improving youth employment, entering the Schengen area, and banning abortions after 6 weeks. She also plans to legalize marijuana and prostitution to keep sex workers safe and boost tax revenues. I have decided I will run for president, Karabatic wrote. Politics is my second love. I can no longer look at all those bad things that happened to my country. Young people are leaving. The birth rate is falling. describing herself as the perfect choice for president of the Republic of Croatia, Kara Batic will face tough opposition from incumbent Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic, 51, who has enjoyed her own share of international fame. Many of Kara Batic's policy ideas appear to be rather progressive in nature. While she believes that marijuana has a healing effect on people, she acknowledges that her proposed abortion legislation might prove divisive, but claims she is not afraid to stand by her convictions. For me, abortion after week 6 is murder and moral bottom. Of course, this would not apply to raped women and if incest occurred. Next, from the Miami Herald.com, Coast Guard stops 33 migrants from Haiti. Packages of marijuana were floating nearby. Written by David Goodhue, in April 2019, a migrant vessel is shown in the Caribbean after interdiction in April 2019. The Coast Guard Cutter Spencer crew transferred 33 Haitian nationals back to their home of origin middle of April after stopping their 25-foot motor vessel in April 10. The migrant vessel is shown in the Caribbean after interdiction. The U.S. Coast Guard repatriated 33 people from Haiti who had been stopped at the sea heading for South Florida earlier this week. The 27 men and 6 women were in a 25-foot overloaded motorboat about 35 miles northeast of Tortuga, Haiti, according to the Coast Guard press release. The Coast Guard Cutter Spencer launched a patrol boat to intercept the migrants' vessel. Before they reached it, they picked up 6 softball-sized packages of marijuana floating about 100 yards away from the boat. After boarding the boat, the Coast Guard crew found 3 more packages of marijuana and a package of amphetamines. According to the press release, the migrants were taken on board the Spencer, and the Coast Guard destroyed the boat as a hazard in navigation. Next, we have from localprovincialnews.com from March. To warm the pot from March 2018, 185 kilograms of marijuana found floating in the Adriatic Sea. Drenched in the sea was found over the past few, and the drug was in floating packages in the waters around Hvar and Viz Islands. The split Dalmatia County Police Administration reported on Tuesday, according to an investigation into the case. The first package weighed 160 kilograms and floated near the south side of the island. Unofficial sources reported that a policeman noticed the floating package and immediately alerted his colleagues, and the drugs were quickly retrieved from the sea. A similar case was recorded on Friday on the southern coast of Viz when a local resident noticed 2 packages floating in the sea. When the packages were retrieved, the police determined that they contained 25 kilograms of marijuana. several packages of marijuana discovered earlier this month in the Dubrovnik area. These packages weighed 270 kilograms. Police are yet to determine the total value of the contraband packages, who is behind the smuggling racket, and whether the packages came from the Mediterranean. You're listening to Smoke News Radio. I'm your host, Jason Brodsky. Next, we have from TotalSloveniaNews.com, Slovenian couple caught entering Croatia with 8 kilograms of drugs. In the past week, in July 2019, 39 people in the Dubrovnik Police Department have been found in possession of small quantities The couple from Kamir near Lijur were caught with the drugs at the Lijur-Vukovar border crossing northwest of Rijeka are facing sentences of between 1 and 12 years in prison. The Croatian police apprehended the 41-year-old man and the 40-year-old woman on Saturday at around 5 a.m. as they were entering Croatia, discovering the drugs in their vehicle. The couple was taken into custody in Rijeka. The police seized a total of 8.2 kilograms of various illicit drugs, with amphetamines representing more than half. The pair was also smuggling cocaine, heroin, marijuana, hashish, and ecstasy. The drugs have an estimated street value of almost 150,000 euro. Adding, this is one of the largest drug busts in the area recently. The drugs were found in a backpack in the trunk of the car, in a bag put in a compartment for the spare tire, and in the right front door. The pair tried to hide the drugs with clothes and accessories for holidaying. Next, on Tribune242.com, in August 2019, American man and 12 Haitians arrested in North Abaco operation. An American man found in possession of suspected marijuana was arrested with 12 Haitians during a joint operation in northern Abaco on Thursday. The operation happened at 7:30 near Grand Cay. It was a combined effort between Bahamas Immigration, the Customs Department, and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. The group was taken to the Grand Bahama on RBDF patrol craft P-126, co-swayed by Petty Officer Bernard Miller, and turned over to immigration and police officials. Officials did not state the approximate value of the marijuana. This follows a Department of Immigration operation staged early Wednesday morning. In Operation Rising Sun, 28 Haitian migrants were picked up with the assistance of the Southwestern Division Police and K-9 units. After further processing, 16 people were committed to the Carmichael Road Detention Center for various immigration offenses, including illegal landing and overstaying. The releases said the operation began at 4 a.m. The release continued and covered Flamingo Close, Jubilee Gardens, Venice Bay, Area 51 Haitian Village, Carmichael Road, Sir Milo Butler Highway, McKinney Drive, Big Rock Haitian Village. Immigration officials also warned the general that the department will not tolerate blatant and deliberate assault on officers while executing their duties. Next, on Dubrovnik Times, in February 2019, 50 kilos of marijuana floats in the Dubrovnik on southern Ukraine. Two large packs of marijuana weighing in at a whopping 43.8 kilos have washed up in Dubrovnik last weekend. Dubrovnik found two packets of floating marijuana on two different locations, one on the island of Sipon near Dubrovnik and the other in Dubrovnik. This isn't the first time that marijuana has washed up on the shores of Dubrovnik. In fact, it has happened a few times over the past year. It is believed that drug smugglers from Albania to Italy on fast boats dump the drug when spotted by police, or of there is a danger of their ship sinking in the high seas, and the strong southerly winds that have also brought with them plastic waste from Albania blew the marijuana towards Dubrovnik, one of the previous two occasions that marijuana has been spotted floating in Dubrovnik seas, a southerly wind was blowing. The two packets weighing in almost 50 kilos have been taken to the Dubrovnik police headquarters where they will be destroyed. Dubrovnik police will also help with international organizations carried out an investigation to try to determine the origin of the drugs. But the question arises, were more packs of marijuana found, or was it only two this time? And I think this is yes, strong currents, I think the same article, 43.8 grams, yeah. Don't you know that you are smuggling marijuana, you plastic bundles, put on seashore. Next, from DubrovnikTimes.com, in August 2019, here we go, 39 people have been found in possession of small quantities of marijuana, hashish, ecstasy, speed, hallucinogenic, mushrooms, ketamine, LSD, and tablets on the drug list. There were 15 Croatians and 24 foreign nationals whose drugs were mostly found during border entry and exit checks at border crossings in the area of Portula, drug was seized with the certificate, and all Croatian and foreign citizens were punished by misdemeanor or criminal sanctions. Next, in TotalCroatia.news, from July 2019, Croatian police bust organized crime ring in major operation. In July 2019, Croatian police completed a comprehensive months-long investigation covering 23 suspects who had formed a criminal organization to commit various crimes, the Minister of the Interior said in a statement. It is suspected that they have smuggled at least 15.7 tons of marijuana into Croatia in the last 3 years, making at least 11 million in illegal gain, which they split among themselves according to their roles. According to the statement, the two chief suspects, identified only as 37-year-old man and 35-year-old man, set up an organized crime ring in Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina between September 2016 and June 2019, linking up at least seven people, including a 43-year-old policewoman. The purpose of this organization was to acquire substantial financial gain by buying and selling large quantities of different narcotics. They bought marijuana from illegal producers and smugglers in Albania and Montenegro and transported it to the Luceki area of southern Bosnia and Herzegovina, from where, with the help of the policewoman, one of the suspects smuggled it into Croatia. The drug was then dispatched to Zagreb and sold to other suspects, who then supplied it to end users as decided by the two principal suspects. Between December 2017 and the end of 2019, the three main suspects formed a group of at least six persons in Zagreb who intimidated and physically attacked people and set their cars on fire. Police said that by using violence, the suspects tried to enforce debt payments. 20 of the suspects are treated as members of a criminal organization. 5 of them are already in investigative custody or serving their prison terms, while the other 15 have been detained. The investigation also covered 3 more persons, 2 of whom have committed crimes but did not operate within this criminal group. While one was cleared of suspicion, the police said that 150 officers were involved in the investigation, conducting 34 property searches and 25 vehicle searches. During property searches in Croatia, police seized 6.3 kilograms of marijuana, 25 grams of speed, marijuana plants, 7 digital scales, 2 brass knuckles, a rubber cushion, a baseball bat, an automatic rifle, 2 rifles, 2 pistols, 2 hand grenades, 112 bullets, 25,500 euros, 19,300 kuna, some mobile phones, SIM cards, laptops, USB sticks, and various documents. Also seized was a Mercedes S63 AMG, a Porsche Cayenne, a BMW 740D, and 2 vessels. 4 rifles, including 3 automatic ones, were seized during searches of the properties of suspects who live in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Next, from timeout.com. This was again one from last year. Okay, 156 kilograms. Washes up. Got it. Okay, next from TotalCroatia.news. First Croatian hemp brand planning expansion. This is in March 2019. Hemp and its health and economic potential is a topic that has been debated for years. But in Croatia, there have been no concrete or significant moves towards a higher degree of legalization. Although Croatia is, by some estimates, near the top of Europe by its consumption, reports Pulsemedia.hr on March 3, 2019, some companies in the region have decided to use its legal alternative. One of them is Senaflora from Slovenia, established last year with the aim of selling cannabis products. The company cooperates with the Croatian brand Garica and Euphobia's business that will soon open its first stores in Zagreb. Existing laws blur positive aspects of one of the oldest crops, said Martin and Peter Fond, directors of Senaflora. One of the major goals of our company is to introduce people to the benefits of cannabis. We have a shop in the center of Ljubljana and a web shop, say the two brothers, in close cooperation with licensed laboratories. Senaflora ensures that all products strictly comply with the limit, which permits hemp cultivation if the THC share is not above 0.2%. The use of approved varieties with UE certificate is one of the most important criteria. Second is compliance with legal restrictions. All of our products are inspected in laboratories in Slovenia and Austria, and we aim for the best possible quality, explained the directors. We have gained the trust of numerous customers. Some have never tried a cannabis product before, but those who have say they help them. For example, with skin problems, adding that the client base includes students, pensioners, physicians, lawyers. They have no problem with the police because they operate transparently and in accordance with the law. Their goal is to offer the widest possible range of top quality products on the market. We want to also focus on edible hemp products. The next step will be certified organic production on 5 hectares. Present in Croatia with the help of Garica from Split, it is a social networking site with the first Croatian cannabis brand. And its owner, Mario Brozovic, has recently officially founded a business. Brozovic says he launched the website with the goal of marijuana liberalization and in order to enable him to participate in what he calls the industry of the future. Our main goal is to offer the highest quality available flowers of hemp and flower powders. And we want to offer oils and creams, says Split Entrepreneur, adding that everything is legal. The products can for now be purchased through the Garica CBD web shop. In the case of a police check, police should be informed that the product was purchased at GaricaCBD.com and the receipt is considered as evidence. If the police do not trust you, agree to an analysis, which will confirm that you are eligible for the return of the seized products. He believes that Croatia has progressed somewhat as a society since marijuana is no longer considered equal to hard drugs. Unfortunately, legal regulations have not changed much, and there is still police repression towards users. When the legalization comes, it will happen. Who will compensate the users for the damage and correct the injustice done to them? Asked the entrepreneur. This is translated by Polsponia.hr. Reported like by Lucija Spiljak. Right now, you're listening to something called Smoke News Radio. And as I take this quick pause for the cause, I recently got a new website called smokerings.news and also smokerings.network. And it will encompass everything that this show encompasses on the news aspect, while the Smoke Rings aspect will accompany all non-newsworthy broadcasts. So I'm really excited that you guys are out there one day listening to this at some point. You know, I don't have all the advertising down. I got 6 grades of projects going on. And it's only 6, and so stoked. I mean, there's more for me to do at every moment. I don't have all the answers how to make people realize that marijuana legalization is important and proper legalization is at the utmost. And helping the entire world see how everybody else is doing in the canary cage as marijuana is legalized worldwide. How are they doing it here? How are they doing it there? How are they doing it here? Nobody wants to be the first one, but they want to be the best one. So in such an industry, I can't think of another industry except maybe people make the best video games, going to make the best movies, best arts. What else are we going to make the best of? Some groups want to make the best hemp. They want to limit the THC production. Something that is interesting, and that whole thing with Croatia and in many parts of Europe, hemp is legal, and you look at it, and it looks like bud, because it's dripping CBD oil, and you're like, geez, how come I don't get stoned? It's like, well, because either you have a really high tolerance or you're smoking CBD and your body feels good. You're like, yeah, pain. The pains aren't messing with me. We're going to get back to Croatia in a moment here. Oh, yeah. We are live. We are live and direct. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Smoke News Radio. My name is Jason Brodsky. I'm your host tonight. And next, we have some fun from TotalCroatianNews.com. It's here in 2019. Brought in by Heinen, titled Marijuana, Cocaine, and Amphetamine, Most Common Drug in Croatia. In Zagreb, Croatian Institute of Public Health, CJZ, reported that drug addicts are getting older and then they mostly consume marijuana, cocaine, and amphetamine, and that the highest number of people being treated for drugs can be found in Zadar, in Istria County. The situation in Europe, which has become the leading market for heroin and cocaine, has reflected on Croatia too. We have an increased consumption of cocaine, amphetamine, ecstasy, and marijuana, which is all the more present as about 70% of confiscated drugs are in fact marijuana. HZJZ Assistant Confiscated Director Zeljo Petrovic told a press conference on the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking has been marked since 1987 when the UN decided to warn off the problem of drug abuse and the need for active involvement in all stakeholders in the prevention of drug abuse at the global and national levels. The problem of drugs goes beyond the health sector, and without the cooperation of judiciary, interior ministry, and social welfare system, the public health system cannot do a lot. Data from the National Register of People Being Treated for Abuse of psychoactive drugs has been present in Croatia since 1978, indicated that in 2018 there were 6,800 people under treatment, which is less when compared to 2010 when the number was 7,500. Pavic Sumchin underscored that people undergoing treatment are growing older. And so in 2018, their average age was 38.1, whereas in 2010, the average age was 32.2. However, the youngest user registered was 14 and the oldest age 73. There are fewer newer drug addicts, while the share of male drug addicts is 4 times higher than for women. Of those being treated, the majority of them have secondary school qualifications. They are unemployed and live with their parents, while analysis indicates that the highest number of those being treated are in Zadar, Istria County, followed. That was written by Dominic Kim in the city of Zagreb. Next on TotalCroatianNews.com. Written again by Hina, the Pixbe, Rincho and Smoke News Radio, episode 20. Okay. No marijuana legalization in Croatia. Read that. I just copied it. Okay. So, yeah, you know, I try to get them in order. Okay, from Slovenia News, October 2019, at the Dobar border crossing, Croatia discovered 13 kilograms of heroin on a passenger train from Turkey destined for Austria. After the train stopped at the border on Saturday, the police officers checking it found the heroin in a duffel bag located in a wagon used by the train staff. Speaking to the press Tuesday, Franz Bojnik of the Northern Metro Police Administration said the seized heroin had been put in 26 half-kilo packages. The duffel bag also contained a bag with half a kilo of marijuana. According to Bojnik, who heads the criminal police sector, the duffel bag belonged to a 35-year-old Serbian citizen who was employed on the train. He has been detained and is facing between 5 and 15 years in prison. The police believe that the Serbian drug smuggler is part of a criminal gang, and the investigation is heading in that direction. The seized heroin could be sold at more than €1.3 million. In the last 15 years, a total of 900 kilos of illicit drugs have been seized in the territory covered by the Novo Mesto Police Administration, including 460 kilos of heroin, with the latest bust included. And they've also seized 400 kilos of marijuana, 10 kilos of amphetamine. And then from HaitiLibre.com, in Haiti, a country of transit of drugs. According to a report published in March 2019 entitled International Narcotics Control Strategy Report by the United States Department of State Bureau for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, Haiti remains a transit point for cocaine originating in South America and marijuana originating in Jamaica, traversing the country's poorest borders en route to the United States and other markets. This traffic takes advantage of Haiti's severely under-patrolled maritime borders and its extensive land border with the Dominican Republic. Haiti is not a significant producer of illicit drugs or export, although there is cultivation of cannabis for local consumption. Haiti's primarily subsistence-level economy does not provide an environment conducive to high levels of drug use. In 2018, the Haitian National Police strengthened the BLTS with additional officers, and the officials at the highest levels of the government have spoken about the need to fight drug trafficking. However, seizures of illicit drugs and smuggled cash decline. The government is unable to secure the country's border to stem the flow of illicit drugs. The PNH and the Haitian government have recently begun to address the uncontrolled border crossings with the formation of a border police unit based in Morincase, near the Quanis, the border crossing with the Dominican Republic in Haiti's Northeast Department. Polyfront plans to expand to border crossing points at Anse-Pitre, Malspe, and Belagere. A minimal maritime interdiction capacity, the Haitian Coast Guard creates a low-risk environment for drug traffickers. While Haiti's interdiction capacity has improved marginally, a largely ineffective judicial system continues to impede successful prosecution of apprehended drug traffickers. Also, the report notes a reduction in supply during the first 10 months of 2018. BLTS executed several operations that resulted in the seizure of 371 grams of marijuana and 371 kilograms of marijuana and 28 kilograms of cocaine. In addition, the HMP arrested 76 suspects for drug-related crimes during this period. The government of Haiti runs small-scale public awareness and demand reduction programs funded through the Drug Control Policy Commission, the CONALD. But there is no data on these programs' impact or usefulness. Note the report adding the Haitian government as an institution does not encourage or facilitate illegal activity associated with drug trafficking or the laundering of proceeds from illicit drug transactions. However, effective government action to fight corruption, particularly related to illicit drugs, is constrained by two major factors coupled with a lack of political will. The first is a historically weak legal framework. The second constraining factor is systematically poor judicial performance. Due to antiquated penal and criminal procedure codes, opaque court procedures, lack of judicial oversight, and widespread judicial corruption, to date, there have been 5 successful convictions of drug trafficking and only 1 conviction on corruption-related charges in Haitian courts. The Haitian Anti-Corruption Unit has advanced 32 corruption-related cases to judiciary since inception 2005, but without tangible results. The continued institutional development of both the HNP and BLTS is a positive trend that has helped improve political security and marginally increase Haiti's capacity to interdict drug trafficking. However, the dysfunctional Haitian judicial system drastically limits domestic prosecution of drug cases and thus reduces disincentive to trafficking operations. Drug seizures remain low, and Haiti's minimal capacity to police its sea and land borders continues to be a particular point of concern. Continued U.S. engagement in support of BLTS operations and general HNP development will help Haitian law enforcement capitalize on marginal gains in drug interdiction capacity. Benefits of such gains will be limited, however, if the judicial system remains weak, corrupt, and fails to convict drug traffickers. Only through current strengthening of political will, the judiciary, law enforcement, and border security will enable Haiti to make real progress in combating drug trafficking. That is from Isha Ibre. And if I got that. Sometimes we different articles out there going on in the world. That's pretty crazy. The world is not as safe for everyone out there. We may want to think. So, of course, okay, I came to the end. Okay, here we go. So basically, nice. I read so much news that I can find or that I can find. Control minus. Oh, okay, I did that one. Yeah, during this marijuana today, marijuana in that country, marijuana in this country, marijuana in that country, marijuana in this country. Marijuana. Oh, no, no, plus. 3.5, where we're at. One last article. Okay, here we go. This is from about California, from the MJBizDaily.com, from August 1st, 2019, by John Scheuer. California's enforcement efforts against illicit marijuana market have a so-so impact for legal businesses. Raids, arrests, seizures, and fines have caught the attention of the California cannabis industry in recent months as the state's legal marijuana market continues to grapple with financial challenges caused by business loss to state's enormous number of illicit marijuana companies. Exact numbers are extremely difficult to pin down, but one statistic comes from BDS Analytics, which estimated that as of June, a whopping 74% of marijuana purchases in California were made to the underground market. The only other state legal recreational marijuana market has a higher percentage is Massachusetts with 77%, followed by Washington State at 51%, Oregon at 48%, and Colorado at 34% of purchases made through underground markets for marijuana. Some of the recent enforcement actions taken in California against the illicit market, the week-long Operation Clean Sweep that occurred in Mendocino County netted over 42,000 illegal cannabis plants. The state revealed it seized more than 30 million in illegal marijuana products since January 2018. In a bust in Santa Barbara, law enforcement officials seized 20 tons of cannabis. Raids in Sonoma, Siskiyou, Riverside, Trinity counties came away with roughly 237,000 illegal marijuana plants. The first ever civil lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles against an illegal storefront for selling pesticide-laden marijuana. That doesn't touch on all the local actions by police and sheriff agencies against unlicensed storefronts and other businesses that have operated outside the law. And it's difficult to get a complete picture of the enforcement landscape because the actions are all run by the same agencies. Some are conducted solely by locals, while others are in conjunction with state authorities. Who has made a real difference? It's unclear whether enforcement efforts have actually increased with the onset of the legal market or stayed roughly the same. It does feel as though there is some escalation, says Lindsay Robson, the executive director of the California Cannabis Industry Association, the CCIA. We don't have a lot of data on it. We tend to see, and what most folks tend to see is when it hits the newspapers or is announced by the California Bureau of Cannabis Control, or people experience it themselves, because there's multiple levels of enforcement. The problem is looming large enough that Governor Gavin Newsom in June signed into law a bill that includes a new tool for regulators to use against law-breaking businesses, a $30,000 a day civil fine, which state regulators have yet to utilize. Denny Anderson, an LA marijuana executive and co-founder of the Southern California Coalition, said the Los Angeles Police Department has been raiding illegal shops every day. There's been some good enforcement going on in LA, said Anderson, who threatened a lawsuit in June against the LA City Attorney's Office over an alleged lack of enforcement in parts of the city. The lawsuit was never filed, but those efforts actually have the desired impact and are taking the quashing the taxed and unregulated cannabis markets. Oh, pardon about that. Maybe that. But are those efforts actually having the desired impact? Are they quashing the untaxed and unregulated cannabis markets? The short answer, not really. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say maybe. Anderson said when asked if legal operators are doing business-wise, thanks for the enforcement efforts, some of the numbers, but not all. According to the California Bureau of Cannabis Control, since January 2018, the agency has issued 4,000 cease and desist letters to unlicensed marijuana businesses, executed 58 search warrants to the Department of Consumer Affairs Division of Investigation, sifted through 9,000 complaints, assisted in the seizures of 30 million of illegal products. The LA City's Attorney Office, which has jurisdiction over the heart of illegal marijuana retailers in the state, filed 312 cases against unlicensed marijuana shops and has 1,199 defendants facing misdemeanor charges since 2018. The California National Guard, which has been assisting in many of the raids on illegal grows, including the 20-ton seizure in Santa Barbara County, did not immediately respond to requests from Marijuana Business Daily about how many operations it may have worked on statewide in recent years. The LAPD also did not immediately provide information on how many illegal shops it has closed. Jackie McGowan, a Sacramento-based industry consultant, said the available evidence indicates that hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal cannabis operations exist across California. Let me say that again. Hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal cannabis operations exist across California. McGowan's team created a map of licensed and unlicensed cannabis businesses in California based on state licensing info and listings from Weed Maps, which allows advertisements for both legal and illegal marijuana retailers. Though McGowan emphasized that although the map is not 100% accurate because of conflicting and sometimes incomplete information, it illustrates that the underground market is alive and well. Not only do I think it's not going to have any sort of effect on the duty-free market, I think it's not a waste of money. McGowan said in California's enforcement efforts, including the new fines authorized by Newsom. If we were to lower taxes and put illegal operators out of business through an economic strategy, that's how we win. Multi-pronged approach. CCIA's Robinson said, enforcement alone has never been the answer to establishing a sustainable and legal marijuana industry in California. We've never been able to enforce our way out of illegal cannabis operations. We've struggled with that for 30 years. That's a part of the puzzle that needs to be put in place with these other pieces in order to have a real substantial effect. He said what's needed is a multi-pronged approach that includes decreased state taxes, lower barriers to entry for entrepreneurs, and a wider industry footprint, since roughly two-thirds of the California cities and counties still maintain bans on all types of marijuana companies. Even then, she and other sources said, there will likely be some form of an underground market, if for no other reason but to satisfy marijuana demand in parts of the country that still have complete marijuana prohibition, which means the illicit market is almost certainly here to stay if and when federal legalization comes about. That was written by John Scheuer. Thank you. You guys have been listening to Smoke News Radio, part of the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative 2016, coming with the new initiative coming out today for some entertainment and information for the people out there to listen to as we figure out how to gather funds for signatures for the 2020. Get that on the ballot, and helping other groups figure out how to get their initiatives on the ballot to help legalize marijuana. I want to thank everyone so much for listening. You're really fantastic. I have smokerings.news is the network name that works right now. I'd like Alice Toklas. That'd be cool, though I am not Alice Toklas. I'm a family, but I could pull off the others. And, yeah, thank you. Jason Borowski, that's my name. I'm your host. And thank you very much for listening. And this has been From Croatia to Haiti, Politics. Have a good evening. Take it away, Jack Johnson.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see, so baby, close your eyes to the lullaby. That it would be alright to put the music behind the news tonight. Well, Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight. On the news tonight, the unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. And Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe.